salary, knowing how much to ask for, if you are in the range of the company that's hiring, what the market rate is, and even how to bring it up. These are all difficult topics, some of which I have covered on the podcast. But today we're going to jump to a listener Q&A about salary. And the great thing about listener Q&As is it comes from you, the listeners. And I hope this resonates with all of you. This was an email I received. I'm just going to jump into this. And from the listener says, I have great news. I have a final conversation with the VP of HR coming up soon. They will be discussing compensation benefits. My question is that throughout the process of the 2 to 3 interviews, they have not given a salary range for this role. My training as a job title here, I have 16 years in my area and a master's degree in my area. I have always been underpaid because I love my job, but I left the hospital for a remote position making more money. Then I got laid off. I'm not sure what to do or ask for salary. I have some ideas of industry standards and their salary range. This interview is for a company as this job title. I'm trying to leave some of this blank. It would require 50% travel, collaborating with the project manager and IT person to install technology in these areas. I've looked up similar positions on Glassdoor and other websites, and the range is from $76,000 to $150,000. One of my colleagues said the range is $120,000 to $140,000. That would be her expectation due to what other people at her company make. And then this person says, I was also going to write a list of projects I would like to work on to show my enthusiasm for the position. I'm very nervous they will give me a lowball offer and I don't want to settle. However, I know this opportunity will allow me to pivot my career and broaden my skill set. Any advice? Thank you. So here's my response. And this is for the listeners as well. So in your mind, what is the minimum number you would accept and be happy with? It doesn't mean it's a low number, a bad number, just what is the minimum offer that they could give you that you would say, okay, yeah, I mean, that's good. Take that number and add 10%. We'll make it easy. Say that minimum number you want is $100,000 a year, 10%. So then say that's $110,000 a year. Then add another 10%. That would be $121,000. You have your number, and then you're going to throw that out the door because your real number is your number plus 10%, and then another number. So in this case, that would be $121,000. You would say, based on my experience and previous compensation, I would like to be between $110,000 and $121,000 a year. I'm open to discussing this as I am passionate about your mission and excited to join your team. Could you say $100,000? But if you're looking to get a good offer, right? Maybe you have some options here like this listener. You give them a range and say that they say, oh, you know, we actually, that range is a bit out of what we're looking to do, but $105,000 a year is actually our top budget for this. And we think you are more than deserving for that. So then you just gave yourself a $5,000 raise. It doesn't always happen like this, but a lot of times it does. We will keep going on this conversation because this will show how well this works. The listener said, hi, Matthew, I got the job and thank you for your podcast. I was able to negotiate more money than I ever dreamed I would make. I did shoot for my goal plus 10 to 20% and I ended up in that range. Thank you for all you're doing. Your podcast was so helpful on those difficult days of unemployment. One last thing here, the final email. I've talked about creating a game plan for an employer during your interviews, a proposal of what you can do. This final part of the email, they have two other candidates starting Monday and said it'd be great to get me onboarded then. I had the offer about 22 hours later. I also started a new hire training manual and showed it to them during the interview. The role is relatively new and the clinical team told me they didn't have a training manual. He looked at me like I had four heads and said, this is exactly what I'm looking for in a candidate. Someone who sees something that is needed and puts in the extra work and doing it without being asked. I think I got that idea from one of your podcasts too. I hope you have a great holiday and thanks again. This is information for you to take and use yourself. Use it for your next interview. If you are really tight on money and you need the next job that you get, maybe don't push it this far. But if you're in your career, you're trying to progress, you're trying to increase your income, take the minimum amount that you would find acceptable and fair for the job. Add 10% for that. That's your bottom of your range. And then with that same number, you can just add 20% to it to make it easy. Those two numbers, the 10% and then the 10% number plus 10%, that's the range you ask for. If they can't get there, they'll probably tell you. And then you can say, you know what? I'm so interested in this opportunity. I can make this work. But you might be surprised. Take these steps, especially the salary part. And this is stuff you do before the interview to prep yourself so you know exactly how to look them in the eye or look at the computer screen during your interview and talk about where you need to be to accept an offer. They have this job open for a reason. They need something to happen that's not happening right now. You are the solution to that. You are worth it. So ask for a good salary range. And the chances are you do it the right way, you'll get it. And then of course, in your interview, and I've talked about this in other episodes, prep some information for them. After your first interview, put together a plan of the qualities you have, what you can offer the company. It worked for this listener. It'll work for you. I promise you will stand out. You are already working for them at that point. You are already providing solutions to problems they have. Best luck to you. Best wishes. Merry Christmas. Talk to you soon.